When legislation was authorized allowing Uber and Lyft to operate statewide, it included the Transportation Network Company Accessibility Task Force to improve the services for people with disabilities. In their latest report, they cite incentives to include more accessible vehicles and driver education as ways to improve how the apps can serve these customers. Megan Parker, director of advocacy with the New York Association on Independent Living, says a lot of their recommendations come from feedback they heard about during listening sessions late last year.
We heard from people of pretty much every kind of disability that they've from those who have been using the service, that they've just been having a lot of issues with drivers not really knowing how to handle people with various types of disabilities.
Parker says currently, ride-hailing apps are supposed to provide service to people who use wheelchairs or other mobility devices that can fit in a trunk. Caitlin White, WXXI News.